thank you. This is time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance authorizing the issue of up to $2,048,682 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County. Ms. Jennings will be giving a brief synopsis of brief the council on what the proposal is. After that point, the council may have questions. Subsequent to that, any member of the public may comment on the matter before us. At that point, if you do like to speak, please come to the podium, give us your full name and address, and be sure to sign in on the sheet that's in front. After that, the council will have an opportunity to act on that. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I do have two ordinances. The first ordinance for the public hearing is to authorize the issuance of $2,048,682 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of design, construction, and equipping of the Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Unified Sanitary Sewer District. These bonds, issued through the State of Delaware Pollution Control Revolving Fund, are expected to be paid back over 30 years through the revenues from the Route 54 expansion. At the end of the project, the county is expected to receive a grant of $621,650 to reduce the principal amount. With this issuance, the interest rate is 2%, and it's lower than the municipal bond market rate that is around 3% currently. The debt issuance will be backed by the county's full faith and credit and is within the legal debt limit of the county. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak in this regard? Is there any member of the public here today that would like to speak on this issue? If not, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this proposed ordinance. If council desires, we can act on it.
We'll close public hearing. We'll give the council close public comment. Mr. Moore, read your short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $2,048,682 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island sewer area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Jennings, and we'll follow the same procedure on this ordinance concerning comments. Ms. Jennings?
Okay, thank you. So this ordinance is to authorize the issuance of $1,300,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of the design, construction, and equipping of the Angola North Sewer Project of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This increases the total issuance for this project to $7,997,774. The county expects to receive a grant of $1,468,000 to reduce the principal amount. These bonds issued through the State of Delaware Pollution Control Revolving Fund are expected to be paid back over 30 years through the revenues from the Angola North Sewer Project. With this issuance, the interest rate of 2% will be incurred, which again is lower than the municipal bond rate that is currently around 3%. Lastly, this debt issuance will be backed by the county's full faith credit and is within the legal debt limit of the county. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to speak concerning this proposed ordinance? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, act on it.
We'll close public hearing, and public comment be closed. The council is okay with that. And Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $1,300,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the north expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer Area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Lawson.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Moving back up to item number one, wastewater agreement number 558-11, information contained in your packet regarding Sussex County project number 81-04, Peninsula Lakes Phase 6 construction record. This is in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 558-11, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Peninsula Lakes LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Peninsula Lakes Phase 6 construction record located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Next item is the item we've all been waiting for, recognizing the retirement of Ms. Heather Sheraton. Certainly not recognizing, not waiting for your retirement is what we're, it's certainly the recognition that you deserve. I've got a few words here, Mr. President, and a proclamation and plaque we'd like to give out, and we'll take some photos at the end.
Sound like we're looking forward.
As most of you know, Heather is retiring next month in July, and due to our impending July break, we decided to recognize her now because we can make her come to Georgetown. I'm not sure I could make her come to Georgetown after she retires, so we wanted to grab her while we can. Heather started at the county as an operations supervisor at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility on December 2nd, 1976. She became the director of operations on November 30th, 1995. That title changed to director of environmental services, and she's held that position since that time, 1995. During that time, she oversaw the development of the entire environmental services department and her staff, which has grown to 4 wastewater treatment plants and serves over 70,000 customers in Sussex County. Throughout this time, she led a team of dedicated county employees and managers, many of whom have joined us today to recognize the retirement of their boss. We would like to thank Heather for her years of dedication and service to Sussex County, to our customers, and mostly to all of us that call you our colleague and our friend. Thank you very much. We wish you the best in retirement, and we cannot thank you enough for all of your years of dedication to this county. Congratulations.
You stole my speech.
I do have a tribute, which I'll ask President Vincent to hand out. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Heather L. Sheraton, Director of Environmental Services, for the devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from December 2nd, 1976 to July 14, 2017, 40 years and 7 months. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Heather L. Sheraton with wishes of happiness and good health today and always. Signed, President Michael H. Vincent. Congratulations again,
Thank
Heather.
You.
Amen.
We're going to smile and look pretty and get all the things
on. One of us is.
You will. Excuse me, Chip. Wait. Is that okay, Chip? Okay. Are we right? Okay.
You're too high up, Vincent. I'm not going to be able to see you.
If you like to use the microphone, it's yours.
Okay.
Talk
great.
About George Cole or anything like that.
Gorgeous George.
George is George.
So we called him back in the 70s. Oh, we were waiting tables together.
That's right. We go way back, Heather and I. Yeah.
One thing I'd like to say is I hope the next 40 years don't go by this fast. But growing up, I always enjoyed science and I always enjoyed art. When I went to college, I thought, well, I'll save the art for fun and I'll focus on science. So I got a degree in biology, and when I finished, I had two dreams: live at the beach and use my degree in some fashion. So when the county hired me in 1976 to work at South Coastal, my dreams came true. I could live at the beach and I could work with science. So as Todd said, that was our first treatment plant, you know, and then we've grown so much since then. So as a result, my job was always interesting, it was challenging, fun, somewhat stressful at times. So, but I was so fortunate to work with such a fantastic group of people, and you know, a whole gang of them is here today. Thanks for coming, guys. And you guys are very lucky to have, and the citizens of Sussex County, to have these guys working for them. They're very dedicated. So now it's time for the art and painting and drawing and traveling and hopefully some fantastic adventures. And so thanks so much, and I hope all your dreams come true.
And she was a better waitress than I was a waiter.
That's a given.
You're too slow, George.
No, I eat off the plates.
You're too slow. You got to be faster if you want. You're too slow, Heather.
Okay. Thank you, Heather. Moving down the agenda to update on Attorney General Opinion Number 17-IB10. Council, I put this on the agenda today because I thought it was important for you to be aware of the specifics, but more importantly, I know you have a copy of this in your packet as well at your desk, and when the Attorney General opinion came out, we circulated this with council like we do with every Attorney General opinion involving the county and the council. I thought it was important to put it on the agenda today because of the nature of the review done by the Attorney General and what it spoke to regarding the comprehensive land use plan process. And as you know, we're right in the middle of that process, and that involves quite an effort by elected and appointed officials for the county, staff, as well as our consultants, of which we have two consultants working on this comprehensive land use plan. McCormick Taylor is our primary consultant, and AECOM as well is helping. And the complaint focused on really the beginning of the process, and when the council selected the consultants, and by the way, you recall selected the land use planning consultants, both whom I just mentioned, through an RFP process, a very open process, and those consultants, like we do for our engineering department, those consultants are retained by the county and used by the county throughout for a nature of different projects, and this one specifically involving the comp plan. And when they, McCormick Taylor, came down and started to talk to people and interview folks, the consultants who do comp plans frequently like to use the focus group method to get an idea of what's taking place in the county and where they should be focused on and who they should be talking to. And they use that same methodology here at the start of the county's comp plan. And this is their idea, this is their method, this is their process. They had three focus groups involving specific topics. Housing and utilities was one, economic development was another, and conservation was a third. And those are their themes, and you can tell those are also elements within the comp plan. Through discussions with staff, they asked who should we invite to these focus groups, and a list of stakeholders were developed, and those stakeholders were invited to come to these meetings. They could choose to come, or they could choose not to come. Some did, some did not. And through those focus group discussions, it helped kind of build the foundation and direction for McCormick Taylor in their efforts moving forward with more of the more robust efforts involving their comp plan work. So the complaint that was submitted to the Attorney General's office, which was referenced before, alleged the violation of FOIA, and specifically FOIA's open meeting provisions, by failing to provide public notice of several focus group meetings held on the June 23rd and 24th of last year in connection with our comprehensive land use plan. In this Attorney General's opinion, which is an 8-page opinion, the Attorney General determined that the record contains, the record reflects that McCormick Taylor identified these stakeholders and invited them to the focus group events without input or approval from County Council or the Planning and Zoning Commission. They convened these three focus groups to solicit input and gather information from various stakeholders in the community in advance of their anticipated public meetings. This record contains no evidence that any of the County Council attended the focus groups. Only one member of the Planning and Zoning Commission attended a focus group event on June 24th. The Attorney General states that the nature of the violation, or the request for the violation, was that Sussex County violated FOIA because the focus group's events were not noticed or otherwise conducted in accordance with FOIA's open meeting requirements. The Attorney General disagreed and held that the county did not break any of the FOIA or open law, open sunshine law, laws pertaining to the way that you're supposed to conduct meetings. It says here that the petition requires us to determine, us meaning the Attorney General, whether the June 2016 focus group events were meetings of a public body as those terms are defined in FOIA. We answer this question in the negative. We conclude that neither McCormick Taylor nor any focus group meets the definition of a public body under section 10002H. It follows that the focus group events were not meetings as defined in FOIA. We note there's no evidence to suggest that the county or McCormick Taylor use these focus groups to frustrate the goals of FOIA. To the contrary, County Council selected McCormick Taylor through a public process and convened a public workshop to explain the plan process to the public, including McCormick Taylor's role in that process. That's a summary of the Attorney General's opinion. Again, the Attorney General found that the County Council, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and our consultants did not violate FOIA in this instance pertaining to this petition. I thought it was, again, important for the Council to be aware of this, but also so that the public is aware that the process we're using with the comp plan is within the spirit and intent of Delaware's law pertaining to FOIA. I'll stop there. If there are any questions about this FOIA or other FOIA complaints referenced, I'll be happy to answer them.
Any questions, Council?
Two thoughts, Mr. President, if I may. Number one is anybody can file a complaint, correct, with respect to a FOIA?
That is true. Anyone. There's no limitations.
On average, how many do we receive on an annual basis?
So let me specify under the guise of FOIA, there's two methods that you contact the public body, and of course this county is one of those public bodies. You can FOIA the county for public documentation, and we get those daily, numerous ones throughout the week, which our FOIA coordinator, who Mr. Guy serves as that, provides a response to the folks seeking documentation. So those requests are handled basically daily. Then there's FOIA complaints, which come in, and those complaints are citing that perhaps that the county or any agent of the county violated the FOIA open government rules, and those are handled in a different nature. The Attorney General, those go straight to the Attorney General's office. They in turn contact us. They ask for our response. We shepherd our response through our county attorney's office, and I would say we get a handful of those throughout the year. I'm going to say maybe, less than 10 throughout a calendar year of the FOIA complaints. We did do some research regarding what it cost us in just complaints alone, and going back a few years on FOIA complaints in which we had to engage staff and county attorney time, it's cost us nearly $25,000 to respond to these FOIA complaints. And I would say not one of them has rendered the county in violation to which we had to ever redo or undo an action taken by the county as a government.
So on average, $2,500 per complaint is what the taxpayers are paying in general.
I mean, we certainly have a record of all the complaints that have come in. Not every complaint gets a response from the Attorney General. We still have some outstanding complaints that we have responded to and not been given a response or an official response from the AG's office.
Has this county ever been in violation, proven to be in violation of a FOIA request?
In my tenure as county administrator, no.
That's good enough for me then.
Okay.
I'll stop. We can stop right there. So long as you've been at the helm, we've never been in violation.
But we have had opportunities in the past where we have had to correct items due to FOIA violations.
Okay,
yes.
But not under your leadership as county administrator. Perfect. And then the final point, Mr. President, is which is a blessing that we are not in violation. Are there any thoughts from you, any lessons learned through that process? Next time around, could we have done anything a little different, anything at all? Or you think what we've done and where we're headed is right on track?
I don't have any issues with the way that I'm very proud of the way that we conduct overall the county government, and I don't think that we even come close to FOIA violations in anything that we do, and I think that the record proves that. But for this specific petition that was issued, I don't think there was any issues with what we did. This was just fact-finding by staff. That happens every day in this county government by all staff, and that effort is not in violation of any FOIA laws. Just the fact that this was a focus group on a bigger effort, meaning the comprehensive land use plan effort, does not mean that we violated sunshine laws. and quite frankly, I would say that you all realize the comprehensive land use plan efforts that are taking place right now are completely in the public's eye, and public are asked and are participating to a level that I don't think we've ever had in the comp plan process.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Chairman. Any more questions of the council?
How many of those 10 come from Dan Kramer?
All the ones that we are referencing come from Mr. Kramer.
I mean, I don't like what's going on with Mr. Kramer at all. I think this room demands a set of decorum and respect. And of the 99 people that have come up here, even the three today, two of them were very respectful, and one of them was not. It's time to change the direction that we're given. I think public comment is welcome. But I tell you, I don't want to follow that act if I was public. It's not how I was brought up to live. And I just think there ought to be. I share your frustration, Mr. Chairman, and I think direction needs to be given as to what's acceptable and what's not.
More comments from council? Lawson.
Thank you. If we receive any other Attorney General opinions that that involve the County Council or County Government that we feel render a conversation, we'll certainly put them on a future agenda. Okay. Next item is legislative update. I put at your desk an update with our table, as well as one piece of legislation. Not much of an update this week. As you are aware, General Assembly is on its last week, and they are focused, or should be focused, on their attempts to pass the budget. And stay tuned on that. We will see if by the end of the week we get there. As far as legislation goes, this is the exact table that we provided to you last week. There are no additions as far as pieces of legislation that have developed that I felt were worth bringing to your attention. However, if you look on the table and you can see the green highlighted areas, that only shows the updates. For instance, on page one at the bottom, HB 188, that in fact did pass the House. If they do go through legislative action in the next few days and pass some bills involving non-budget issues, I imagine 188 will pass. One item I do want to draw your attention to is on page two at the top, SB 38. We had a conversation about this last week. This is the act that requires the county government to provide exemptions to real property taxes for individuals with a disability. This act was reported out of the House committee and does stand ready for action. However, in my conversations with leadership, they're not going to run this bill this year, at least as of last week. They were not going to run this bill until next year. But I want to draw your attention to one amendment that was placed with the bill, amendment House Amendment 1. This amendment, which is the piece of legislation that is attached separately, this amendment provides an individual who qualifies for 100% disability as determined by the Department of Veteran Affairs a real property exemption from all real property taxation. The way the bill is structured right now, we are somewhat concerned simply because it says an exemption from all real property taxation. You can think of instances where there perhaps may be a person that owns more than one piece of property, and that property is their primary residence, and then the second and third property is not. I think the intent is primary residence tax exemption, not second, third, fourth properties that that are owned. I've spoken to a few of our Sussex delegates, representatives, asked them for clarification. Once they told me they don't believe the bill is going to get run this year, it sort of reduced the pressure to make sure that clarification is issued. So that's where we stand for now. Good news on our legislation. It was SB 99 was reported out of committee. It's on the House ready list. I had a conversation. I had a communication with Senator Pettijohn this morning. He does anticipate that bill being considered by the House. So hopefully it passes the House and we get our sewer assessment change. That is all, Mr. President, unless you have any questions.
Questions of the council? You're still up?
Okay.